for now. So the we were talking about the question of Bedika. Just 1 second. We're talking about the machlokas between, seemingly between Rashi and Tosas regarding Bedikas Chametz, whether it's Daraisa. Now we're going to start moving after today. We'll start moving through the Gemara. So just to get us back to where we were, the Mishnah says, as we've discussed, that Or Lar Ba'asar Bodkin is a Chametz. On the night of the 14th, we do Bedikas Chametz. There's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas about the purpose of Bedikas Chametz. Rashi says that Bodkin Shelo Yavar Olav B'Bal Yirah U'Bal Yimatzeh, in order to preclude, in order to avoid violating Bayra Bayimatzeh. Sounds like Bedikas Chametz has a Doraisa effect. Like if you do Bedikas Chametz, it protects you against Bayra Bayimatzeh, which is a Doraisa violation. And the Balei Tosas disagree. They quote Rashi. Again, we'll just look at it for a second. Pirsha Kuntris, Shelo La'avar Lo V'Bal Yirah U'Bal Yimatzeh, that the purpose of Bedikas Chametz is to neutralize by Rabbi Yimatzeh. The Kashal Ri, even the Tzorech Bitol, the Gamar B'Gemara, Baruch Tzorech Shiyuvatol, the Midaraisa, the Bita B'Yal Mefsadi, Ma'i Tzrich L'Chatamim, the Bita Klav. So basically, the closest thing arguing is that Bedikas Chametz, I'm not sure where that noise is coming from, not for me. Anybody know? Okay. The colors. Okay. So the there we go. The Gemara says on the Vavam Beis that a bodek tzarech shivatel, that Bedika also requires bitul, because midaraisa and midaraisa bebitul bialmasagi. That's another Gemara. There are really two different Gemaras. Whoever published this Tosas should have put in a second makor. They should have said habodek tzar shivatel. That's the Gemara in Vavam Beis. That's fine. And then they should have said umidoraisa bebitul bialmasagi. And then they should have put a mar makom for dalin umid beis. And then we can see exactly what Tosas did, and I'll show you in just a second. So the Gemara says, Amai yitzricho chachamim bedika klal. So then what says Tosas? Tosas says like this. There are two different Gemaras. One says, bitol is enough. And the other says, bedika is not enough. You need bitol. Put that together, that sounds like bedika is not enough, probably only drabanan. Bitol is enough, because it's daraisa. So then what's the point of bedika? So v'nir l'ri, afagav desogi bebitol bialma, v'chmiru chachamim livdok chametz ulevaro, sholiyav l'achlo. That the purpose of bedikas chametz is a siag, durabanan, to make sure that you don't eat the chametz. If it's not present, you won't be tempted, or you won't forget yourself and eat it. Okay. Is Tosas's proof a good proof? What did Rashi say about Tosas's raya? The answer is really what Tosas is quoting is two different Gemaras. And if you look at them carefully, it doesn't prove Tosas's point. Some people think maybe the opposite. Let's just look at it for a minute, because either way we need to use these Gemaras. The Gemara of Dalin Amud Beis, let's look at that for a minute. The Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about Bedikas Chametz and the question of Nemanus in Bedikas Chametz. Let's say a woman, a katan, somebody who, for whatever reason, you normally wouldn't give full credibility to as a witness or as a Neman in this case, claims that Bedikas Chametz took place. So the Gemara says, that Hakol Namanim, one second. Here, the Gemara says, Mau Desema, lo lehem ninu rabbanon, kamashmalon kivid de bedikas chametz mid rabbanon, right? De midoraisa bebito be'alma sagi, hemnu rabbanan bedrabbanan. The Gemara says, well, you might think that certain groups of people would not be believed to say that a bedika took place, kamash malan, that hemnu rabbanan bedrabbanan, because it's only a din, bedikas cham, it's only a din drabbanan, right? Bedikas cham, it's midrabbananu, bedoraisa, bebito be'alma sagi. It sounds an awful lot like the Gemara is saying what Tosa says, which is that bitol is daraisa and bedika is drabana. However, there's a big hole. What's the hole? It's possible that what the Gemara meant was that if you don't do bitol, then bedika is drabana. But if you do bitol, I'm sorry, if you don't do bitol, then bedika is necessary daraisa. All the Gemara really says is that when there is bitol, the bedika is only drabanan. But it doesn't say that without bitol, bedika is drabanan. Right? That's one Gemara. The next Gemara is, we'll come back to this in a second, is a Gemara in Vav Amud Beis. Let's look at that for a minute. That's the first Gemara that Tosas quotes. That is a Gemara that says, look towards the bottom of the page, about two-thirds of the way down. You'll see two dots at the end of the line, and at the beginning of the line it says, Om Rav Yuna Marav, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivatel. What does it mean, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivatel? Even if you do Bedika, you still need to do Bito. Why? My Taima. So the Gemara says, skip another six lines or so, seven lines. Amarava gzeira shema yimatze gluskayafe v'daitai ilave. That we're worried that if you do bedika, and then on Pesach itself, you encounter a gluskayafe, meaning a choice piece of chametz, a tempting piece of chametz, then in that circumstance, you will violate by Rabbi Matze. That's what the Gemara says. So it seems pretty clear that Bedika is not enough. You need Bittol. Ah. Except that the explanation of the Gemara may mean that you need Bedika. I'm sorry, you need Bittol alongside Bedika in a case where there's a faulty Bedika. And not only that, the way most Rishonim understand it, the concern is not l'mafreya. Like, let's say on the second day of Pesach, right, you found a choice piece of chametz. So are we saying that it turns out l'mafreya that you violated by Rabbi Matze? Or are we saying that if you continue to hold on to it going forward and you're tempted to do so because it's a gliska yafa, so then the bedika that you did in the past is not sufficient to save you. But with regard to bedika in the past, right? Meaning, for the last 2 days, have you violated, or 2.5 days, have you violated by Rabbi Matze? Maybe not. That's how many Rishonim read this Gemara. Not that you're a violation of the Mafreya, or that you're onus and now you're going to be in violation because bedika didn't do anything. No. Bedika worked until you found it. Once you find it, if now you're interested in it, then the fact that you previously didn't do bitol exposes you to risk. But with regard to the past, bedika may be minatorah. That's, as we'll see, that's how the Ran and others read Rashi. So basically, there are two Gemaras that Tosas is quoting, which make it seem like Bittol is superior to Bedika, but neither one of them is proof positive that Bedika is only Drabanan. In both cases, all they show is that either if you do Bittol, then bedika is drabanan, And if you only do bedika, you risk bayira going forward. But neither Gemara proves that bedika is drabanan. So where did Tosfos get it from? So it could be one of two things. If we go back to Dalet Amud Beis, I think there are two perspectives that one could develop. One is the language of the Gemara and the fact that the Gemara says what it says, stam. The Gemara says even people who normally would not be believed on Bedikas Chametz are believed here, right? Because, I'm sorry, even people who normally wouldn't be believed on a Daraisa matter are believed here, because Himnu Rabbanan Bedrabbanan, Bedikas Chametz is only Drabbanan. Now it's true. The Gemara goes on to say, "Dimidaraisa bebitul be'almasagi." So the Makor Chaim says, "Oh, sounds like the Gemara is saying, but if you never do bitul, then we don't believe you, because then in that case, bitika is daraisa." That's how Rashi will read the Gemara. Tosfos read the Gemara. The Gemara never said that we only believe these groups when there's bitul. The Gemara says, we always believe these groups because Bedikah is Drabanan. As for what do you do, Daraisa, to neutralize Bayira, the Gemara says, that's Bayide Bittol. But the Gemara never said that Bittol, you know, that absent Bittol, Bedikah is Daraisa. So that's one way to explain Tosfos. There is another way, I think, and that is, Tosfos read the Gemara in the following way. If bittul is daraisa, then probably bedika is not daraisa. Since bebittul be alma sagile, bedika, even without bittul, is unlikely to be daraisa. Meaning that the nature of bayira, as reflected by the fact that it can be solved and neutralized through bedika, I'm sorry, through bittul, precludes thinking that bedika is minatora. The way Tosfos looks at it, I'm speculating, it's either or. Conceptually, either you're going to look at bayira bayimatzei in a very practical way or in a very abstract way. And if, but probably not both. That's what Tosfos is assuming. Tosfos says, listen, what is bittul? Tosfos is specific view on Dalet Amud Beis, we'll get, you know, why don't we do this right now, actually? We'll elaborate it later. The Gemara says that bittul works min haTorah. Rashi says that the basis for bittul min haTorah is the pasuk of Tashbisu. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, bittul bi'alma, Dichsiv tashbisu, veloksiv tivaru, vashbasa delev, he hashbasa. Rashi says that the basis of bittul is tashbisu. And what is tashbisu? What is bittul? It's belev. It's thinking or treating the chametz as something which is valueless. If you relate to chametz as something that is valueless, that's bittul, according to Rashi. Tosfos, however, disagrees. Tosfos thinks that bittul has nothing to do with the word tashbisu. Look at Tosfos for a minute. Midaraisa b'bittul b'yamasagi. Pirsh b'kuntras midaksiv tashbisu. Veloksiv tivaru. Alma ashbasa belevi. Vekashalari. Tai ashbasa avarahi. Velo bittul. The word tashbisu sa'ar mibatechem, according to Tosfos, refers to bi'ur chametz, physically destroying the chametz, not to bittul. The tani b'shmaitin, Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't sarach ari omer tashbisu, matzino lahavar shi'av malacha. The Gemara says that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa, the makar is tashbisu. So what did Tashbisu mean? Tevaru. Ba'od. Tashbisu amin on the kaman me'achilek. Shumit shei shol salamala. Ba'achar isur olam hani bitl. There's no bitl after chatos. Because after chatos, it's isur yana. And you can't do bitl. So bitl can only take place lifnei chatos. Tosus thinks that Tashbisu is la'achar chatos. Actually, Rashi disagrees with that. Therefore, what? Tashbisu cannot mean bittel. So what is bittel? It's ironic. Tosus on the one hand says the only way to get out of Bayura Bayimatze, well, actually there are two ways, but is either biur, and Tosus paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, ain biur chametz ala b'sreifa, or bittel. But bittel isn't Tashbisu. What is it? Tosus explains. So Marie, dimidoraisa b'bittel b'alma sagi mitam the ma'achar shebitlo have hefker, the yotzem reshusa umutar. The reason the bitl works is because it's hefker. It's no longer yours. And in order to violate the iser of having chametz in your reshus, has to be bal yira'el bal yimatzei, sholcha iataroa, aval ataroa shel acherim, or shel gavoa, a non-Jew, hekdesh, says Tosas, Hefker. Hefker doesn't violate by Rabbi Matze because you don't own it. Midikamrina Navataro Shalachem Shogavoa. Hadamina Bidadarim. Hefker Bifne Shlosha. Midaraisa Ain't Tzarech. Okay. We'll get back to that when we get to Dalai Lama Beis and speak more about Bittel and Hefker. Does this conform with the regular dinim of Hefker and Kol Torah Kula? Or not? That's the question. Okay. Either way, what comes out of Tosas? There's a very important argument between Rashi and Tosas. It's a little bit ironic, but I think maybe it might be actually directly, ironically, but still directly connected. According to Tosas, the word Tashbisu means biur. And the way Tosas paskins, it actually means sreifa. Not even hashpasasa b'chol davar. Meaning you can't just get rid of it some other way. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is al yidei sreifa. Okay. That's a pretty specific, aggressive, physical way to get rid of the chametz. Right? What's the alternative way to get rid of the chametz? Not to get rid of it. To neutralize by Rabbi Matze, to make sure that the conditions that are required for by Rabbi Matze do not apply. For example, it's not shalcha, it's hefker. Now, within the context of determining that you are not an owner of chametz, such that you would violate bayirah, or and that you destroy the chametz completely, Rabbi Yehuda's biur, maybe even the chachamim's hashbasasa b'chol davar, but Tosas happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Moreover, third point, according to Tosas, Tashbisu is la'achar zman yisura. We'll get back to this. It starts midaraisa at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Yadalit. Given all of that, does it make sense that Bidika would neutralize Bayiram in HaTorah? It isn't a physical destruction. It's a search. And it isn't a neutralization of the condition that allows for Bayirah, namely Shalcha. You don't renounce Shalcha with Bidika. So in my opinion, with Tosa, moreover, it's way before Zman Habir, before Chatzos. So it's not Tashbisu, and it's not like Tashbisu. It's not in the time of Tashbisu, and it doesn't affect Bal Yiroya from a Mamonist point of view, because Bedika doesn't take something out of your Rishus. So what I'm suggesting is maybe Tosus, because of their general view, were disinclined to think that Bedika could be Daraisa Tashbisu at all. It can't be Tashbisu and it can't be the neutralization of Bayur Bayimatzeh. So the way Tosus read the Gemara was, the Gemara says, Bedika's Drabanan, Dimidoraisa Bebito Bialma Sagi. Meaning, you a world in which Bittel and Bedika both work for the same effect doesn't make sense, or is unlikely at least. Because we're talking about physical destruction, we're talking about legal expulsion. Bedika is neither of those things. The timing is wrong, the makor is wrong, the effect is wrong. If Bittel works, Bedika is not likely to work. Maybe that's the view. The irony is that Tosus doesn't think that Bittel is Tashbisu either. He thinks only Bior is Tashbisu, and he paskins even more specifically Sreifa. So you'd think, well, you know, if Bittel is not even Tashbisu, can't Bittel have a rival or a, you know, a compatriot? But I think the answer is, for Tosus, no. Because the way that Bior, Tashbisu, and Bittel, Shalcha Iyatara, about Tara, Shalacherim, works, crowds out or precludes applying Bedika. So both the language and the fact that both Gemaras, it seems like Bedika is not enough, and the conceptual perspective, Lishitaso, maybe convince Tosus that even the Gemaras themselves prove that Bedika is only Drabanan, even without Bittel. However, part of this, you know, background, Rashi explicitly rejects, right? After all, Rashi thinks that Bittel is part of Tashbisu. Rashi says, on Daled Amud Beis, that Tashbisu means Tevatlon. He says, the word Tashbisu doesn't signify Bior, because there are better or easier ways for the Torah to say Bior. Obviously, the reference is to Tashbisu, meaning Tevatlon. But more than that, what does Rashi think Tevatlon is? It's Bittel Belev. It's intellectually renouncing, not expelling financially, not destroying physically, but intellectually renouncing, right, your regard for the chametz. That's Tashbisu. That's Bittel. So is it so far for Rashi to think that Bedika and Bittel, according to Rashi's view of Bittel and Tashbisu, Rashi's view of Tashbisu, are incompatible? You don't need financial, legal rejection, and you don't need a physical destruction. It's attitudinal. So let's say you search for the chametz, right? You try to get rid of it. That doesn't count for anything? Why not? Or you turn it into chametz she'ena yadua. You make your makom, your bias, into a bias she'en bo chametz. After all, Bayira, according to Rashi, is very susceptible, amenable to your attitude. if you're not interested in the chametz, if you don't regard it, you're not going to violate Bayiraya. So if you search in order to get rid of it, or if you guarantee or secure your property as a chametz-free zone, why isn't that alongside bittul, either a pshat in tashbisu, or at least an equally effective way of neutralizing by Rabbi Yimatzeh? So what I'm trying to suggest is that not only did Rashi think that there was a hole technically in the proofs of Balei Tosis, but that actually the different perspectives on Bayiraya, Bittul, and Tashbisu may also be responsible for this core argument, whether or not it's conceivable that Bedika would be Daraisa, would neutralize Bayiraya Rabbi Matze. Okay? Good. Any questions? Well,
why can't Bedika be a Hechsher Mitzvah? Because you can't be Mavayar the Chumas if you don't have it. So why doesn't Bedika?
The issue is as follows. It might be a Hechsher Mitzvah too. Rashi says in the Mishnah that Bedika works for Bayiraya Rabbi Matze. Unless you mean by that the Bedika leads to the Biur, which leads to neutralizing by Rabbi Matze. Now, Tosra Benu Peretz says something like that on the Mishnah. They say Rashi doesn't mean Bedika does Bayirah, neutralizes Bayirah. It means that if you do Bedika, so if you won't violate Bayirah. His way of saying it is, if you already do the Tircha Bedika, you won't forget to do the Bittul. You're saying a little bit differently. You're saying the Bedika is the first stage of the Biur. The Biur is the only thing that really neutralizes Bayiraya, and that's what Rashi meant. But that takes all the sting or all the, you know, significance out of Rashi. We would like Rashi to be taken at face value, which is that Bedika alone neutralizes Bayiraya. Meaning, if you have chametz in your rishus but you didn't find it after seeking or searching for it, that at least lemafreya you don't violate Bayiraya because of the Bedika. That's the issue. That isn't a Hechsher Mitzvah. That has to be a chalos, kiyum chalos daraisa in its own right. Okay?
Rav, and what Rabbi Well just said, if you make a bracha though,
yeah, I'll get to that.
You don't make a bracha now. You don't make a bracha on a hefsher mitzvah, so it would be unlikely that Bedika would be a hefsher.
The question is whether the bracha that you make is a bracha. I mean, the bracha is all bir chametz, actually. So the Rishonim all talk about this. They wonder, some of them say there that Bedika really is the hefsher or the first stage of bir. The bracha is on the bir, but it's on stage one of the bir. That's how they say it. We'll see in a moment, I think, according to the Ran, that there's a different and better way to say it. I mean, actually, Rashi himself, later on in Zayin Amud Beis, where he talks about Biur, says that the Bedika is Tchilas HaBiur. In some respects, I think that's true. I just think that for Rashi and the Mishnah, we need to say more than that.
Right. Now, also, when Rashi says, Defsiv Tashbisu, and Hashbasad Leit Hashbasad, would this tie into a theme that we've constantly brought up? That there's an idea of getting rid of chametz, the theme of chametz. You know, it's chametz.
Yes, 100%. That would absolutely be very beautiful. Absolutely. This, and I think, a key
chametz, the idea of that we want to rid ourselves of what chametz represents. So it could be belay.
100%. I think otherwise, the whole concept of bittul, those Rishonim who think that it's bittul belay, which is Rashi, the Rambam, the Ramban, we'll see even the Ran a little bit. We'll see in a couple of minutes. I think it's crucial to say that because we don't find practically anything else like this where, you know, your attitude towards something, you know, kind of neutralizes your responsibility for it. Typically, you have to do something legal, formal, objective, destroy it, expel it, right? Well, you make a speech about it, even if it's true, assuming it's true. But that's enough? I told the famous line in the Sefer Michtam, where he says, if Machshava Bialma is bittel, and there's no Bayiroa, because the chametz is considered like Afra Da'ara, maybe you should be able to eat it too, after you make your speech. So, that kind of highlights the problem. So then he answers and he says, well, of course, I mean, you know, if you're going to eat it, then there's a kind of an achshavein. It's not, you don't eat afar. But it kind of, you know, highlights the chiddush. And I totally think that the chiddush here is connected. Nichale lo nichale rotze bekiyumo, lo rotze bekiyumo, you know, mashve ka'afar, that it's totally about rejecting what chametz stands for. 100%.
Another point, you have veto by Avodah Zarah. You have veto by Avodah Zarah. Someone can be vato of Avodah Zarah. It's just, you're not doing
it. Right. The difference is that in Avodah Zarah, it's not the chefza that you're being mevatel. You're being mevatel the function as in Avodah Zarah. Right? Whereas here, what's asur is chametz.
Right.
So it's a good example, but on the other hand, maybe what's really asur here is the theme of chametz as chametz. I mean, obviously chametz embodies it. But in Avodah Zarah, the whole point is that the Eitzim and the Avanim, or whatever it is, you know, that's not the problem. The objective chefza.
According to Tosfos, if you have no chametz to burn, how are you...
Say again?
How do you accomplish tashbisu?
Say that one more time.
If you have no chametz to burn, how do you accomplish tashbisu?
According to Tosfos?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't. Maybe there's no chiyuv under those conditions. This is the famous discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch wonders whether the mitzvah of tashbisu requires you to acquire chametz in order to destroy it, like it's a kovase and a kiyum, or whether it's more like an israse, a sheval tasa, and just either making sure that you don't have any, or the fact that you don't have any is sufficient. That's a famous, famous safek of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch himself wants to suggest, this kind of parallels Reb Chaim, but it's a little bit different, that maybe there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim on that question. That if you hold Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, so it sounds like you think that you know, that there's a kiyum in destroying it, or that you need to be active. And maybe, therefore, to fulfill this, maybe you're obligated, you know, to find a way to fulfill it by actually acquiring chametz to destroy it. He says, whereas, if it's hashpatzasa b'chol davar, maybe that's not just a different way of implementing the mitzvah. Maybe it's really a way, you know, of highlighting that the mitzvah is to make sure you don't have chametz in your rishus. Maybe lifnei lachar zmano would be affected by this also. So that's a Minchas Chinuch discussion. In a Chanami. Right. But that's true not only for Tosas. That question applies to others as well. It's more, I think, acute for Tosas. You're right. Because Tosas' view is that Tashbisu is only Tavaru. Right? Okay. So this is the argument between Rashi and Tosas. Good. So what I want to show is that some of the Rishonim already suggested that Rashi really holds a Bedika Chametz neutralizes by Rabbi Matzeh D'Oraisa. And the way that they establish that, you know, is very interesting. Okay. So let's begin. I want to just take a quick survey, excuse me, of the Rishonim. Let's start with the Chachmei Sfarad, with the Ran. Okay, so the Ran you have either in the back of your Gemara. So a very, very big round, the first round, where I produced it here in the Marma Kamos on page one. This will require some reading, so we're going to do that. But you'll see some interesting issues that come up, along the way. Ron quotes Rashi, Bodkin is a chametz, Pirush Rashi. I'm going to skip around a little bit. Then he quotes Tosis's question. But for the answer that he gives, look down four lines. V'yesh lomar, everybody have that? On the fourth line? V'yesh lomar d'midaraisa b'chad minayu sagi. This is where the Ran himself suggests. He doesn't suggest what I suggested, which is that Rashi and Tosis read the Gemaras differently, and the Bittul b'alma sagi, lishitasam, the way they understand Tashbisu and Bittul, and that he doesn't say at all. But the idea that Rashi holds that Bedikas Chametz neutralizes Bayom and HaTorah, and that there's more than one way to accomplish that, that the Ran says very pointedly and in his own way. So look at it. Either Bedika or Bittul Chametz, either one, will neutralize Bayirah, according to Rashi. The Bedika lechuda nami mehani. Bedika alone also works. Kidomrina bigamara. Now this is fascinating already. He wants to prove that Bedika skametz is daraisa to justify Rashi. What's the raya? The Gemara later on in Zaino Adbei says, Laor haner minalon. How do you know that Bedika skametz needs to be Laor haner? Upashtina, let me cry. But the pasuk that they quote on Zion Obey, just look at it for a minute. Here, at the two dots on Zion Obey, the Gemara says, Laura Ner, Minalan, Minonimili. How do you know that? Amrabchiz, Alamadnu, Mitzia, Mi Mitzia, Mitzia, Mechipus, Chipus, Mechipus, the Chipus, Mineros, Neros, Miner. And so on. Mitzia mi mitzima, ksiv, hacha, shiva sam sarle imatze botechem, ksiv hasam vayichapes bigadol hechel bekatan kala. And so on. The point I want to make is, the Gemara does say, bedikas chametz la'or aner minala. They do say that. But, the psukim that they quote are not psukim that have anything to do with bedikas chametz. There are psukim that show what? That bedika or chipus generally requires a ner. If you want to search for something in a comprehensive or, you know, subtle fashion, so you do it all yidei ner. That doesn't prove that bedika schametz per se is daraisa. It sounds either like it's an asmachta, or it's part of the hagdara. Once it's a din of bedika, might be a din drabanan. But how do you know the bedika means laora ner? Chipus, metzia, the whole bit. Right? So that's number one. It's interesting that the Ran, who later on kind of admits that maybe it's an asmachta, he never makes a second point. But it's interesting that he would bring this Zaraya. Sounds like he's very confident that Bedikas Chametz is Doraisa. He'll come back to another Raya soon, which is also very interesting. Amad Bedikan Amad Doraisa. V'chol shebadak min ha-Torah, eino tzorich levatel, hilkach shaper ikal emeber de Bedika ase kedei sho le-yaver b'bayirah, b'bayimatzeh. If you do Bedika, you don't need bittul min ha-Torah. And therefore, it's the bedika that does the neutralization of vayirah. Shemash etzrichu chachamim bitol achar habedika eino elam edivreim. The requirement of bitol in addition to bedika, that's a dinder rabbanan. Shari matzke gluska yafefia v'daiti lave kadisa b'gemar, which the Ran will explain going on that that concern is about going forward, not about l'mafreya. Again, if you find chametz in the second day of Pesach and you did bedika, you're not in violation for the past. The only concern is if you didn't do bittul and now you're interested in keeping the chametz, that the bedika doesn't work mikano lahaba. Okay. Then the Ran says, I'm going to elaborate. Since I saw a lot of things about bedika and bittul that he says that are confusing, ra'isi lafarshan, or complex, yafa yafa. So I want to explain this a little better. Hare amra Torah b'yom rishon tashbisa sar mibateichem. This is very important. It says the Torah uses the expression tashbisu, that's the mitzvah of tashbisu, to get rid of the chametz. B'yomar b'gemara, the Gemara says, d'midoraisa, the bittul be'al masagi. Bittul is enough. V'nafgalan midichsiv tashbisu. V'loksiv tivaru tisrafu. Kenyan shapirish bavarazara. Hishakhe sarof v'kale. K'divir Rashi zal. Well, fi targum unklis, tashbisu means tivatlun. Inami. Nafkalam midichsiv lo yira'el acha, kidi rabbi seinu atzarfatim, vachetani b'sifrei yira'el asor batil bili becha. So what's fascinating is that you can already see the Ran doesn't like the view of Balitosis. He likes the view of Rashi that tashbisu means bittul. Even when he quotes Tosis, right, that bittul is from shalcha v'yataroa shalhefker, it's interesting that he adds the sifrei, which formalizes it, lo yira lecha sa'or batel bilibecha. Tosis doesn't think that bittul has anything to do with bittul belave. The Ran, even when he's quoting Tosis, refashions Tosis in his own image, as we'll see in a moment, because he's trying to explain Rashi, and he thinks that even bittul that is connected to the absence of lecha is a din of bittul belev. So mine and bittul says muchach migamara gabi hoda amar habodek tzar shivatel the bittul midin hefkerhu behind it the mycena and Allah. The Gemara speaks about, you know, if you have something that people don't regard as anything, you treat it as hefker. So, but there's a problem. If tashbisu means tevatlon and bittul means hefker, the big problem is, I'll sum up the problem and then we'll see how it's, how he deals with it, is this doesn't seem to conform to the regular rules and principles of bittul. Of hefker. Right? Normally, hefker is a kinyan. So the Ran says, avagav de hefker kai gavna lo mahani. Typically, hefker doesn't work this way, where you make a speech. Levade manda amar benichsi didei de levato velehevi ke hefker, or ka'afra, if a person says my money, my property, right, my car, is now ka'afra, it doesn't make it hefker. Lo mash medav hefker. The suba gemara mina mevatlo belibo, bevadai delinian hefker mamono, hefker belibo lo mahani. So how could bittul be hefker, which Tosis claims, which the Ran agrees to, by the way, if it doesn't work in the way that hefker typically works, the dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, right? The language of afar doesn't make sense. The machshava part doesn't make sense. The su leman damar hasam ben adarim alibud Rabbi Yosi de hefker kamatano. There's something called the hefker of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili was of the opinion for hefker to work, someone has to claim the object. If I renounce an object, Like, let's say I say, my horse, I no longer, I'm after my horse. The horse is not hefker, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, until someone else claims it. But that's not true in chametz. So how will Rabbi Yossi Aglili explain bitul chametz is hefker? Because in hefker you need mama tona adisa brishusay, brishus zocha, lo nafek brishus nosein, hachanami v'hefker. The kivin shekain bitul chametz the Rabbi Yossi heichem ahanami din hefker, below asil brishus zocha. So the Ron came up with an unbelievable yisod. Truly is the Ramban. It's a reworking of the Ramban, but we're not up to the Ramban yet, because Ramban doesn't speak so much about Bedika. He speaks more about Bittal. So I'm leaving that for now. But this is the important Yesod. Listen to this. Hainutama Mishum Dinei Demai Dehava Breshusa Deinish Lamotzi Mafkele Kai Gavna Chametz Shaini Lefi She'ena Breshusa Shaladam Ela Shasa Kasuv Ki'ilur Breshusa Umishum hachi begiluye daita bi alma tilo nichale tilo havaskuse begabe klal sogi umahani afil lechametz yadua. What is he saying? What does he mean? Seems like he's saying the following. Again, we already mentioned the din of Rabbi Shmuel. We were trying to explain, is chametz more kal or more chomer than other isurim? Our hakdama. So one of the things we mentioned is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is a key factor in all of this. What is Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel points out that Bayi Rabbi Matze, at least two psukim, if not three, according to the Rambam, two isurim in the Torah, should not be viable at all. They should be impossible. Why? Because chametz is aser b'hana, and therefore typically it's considered as if you're not bailim on it. And if you don't own it, then it's not birshuscha. How can the Torah speak about violating bal yira if the Torah's view of chametz as isra hana precludes bal yira? Right? It's a paradox. What's the answer to the paradox? Shnei dvarim, ena b'shusa shaladam, v'asana kosov kila b'shuso. Chametz of Pesach, and bor b'shusa rabim. The answer to the paradox is that the Torah made an exception for chametz. Just like you don't own the bor b'shusa rabim, but you're responsible for it. So too, you don't fully own the chametz, but we treat it as if you do. What is that? And how does that work? So the way the Ran understands it, again, you could say it's a special chiddush of Torah and it's very limited. And ein l'chabo l'chidusho, meaning normally this wouldn't be ownership, but we treat it as ownership. And that's the end of the story. We're machmir and that's the end of the story. But the way the Ramban, and others understood it, it's much more than that. And it goes back to what Dr. Maybrook was referring to before, and what we spoke about in the Hagdama. And that is, maybe the idea of Rabbi Shmuel, of Chametz of Pesach, even though it's Eino Breshusa Shalada Masana Kosev Kilo Breshuso, is precisely because the attitude towards or the relationship to the rotza b'kiyumo, the nichale, how you look at this chametz matters. How much l'kula, how much l'chumer? It's still a hugely open topic. We're going to leave it for, you know, as we go through the parak. But for now, what is Ron saying? Let's remember the Ron's question. The Ron says, listen, bitul is hefker. But there's not a hefker that works in dinim ominous. Because it's b'machshava, the nusach is afar. It won't work according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because there's no zocha. So what does it mean that bittel is hefker if it's not a hefker that conforms? Says the Ran, it doesn't need to conform much here, because this hefker is dealing with an object whose connection or link to you is anyways hanging by a thread. Meaning, its link to you is based on nichale. The fact that you continue, you had it in your rishus, you didn't get rid of it when you should have, and therefore the Torah identify either gives it to you or retains it for you, or maybe just says that the emotional or intellectual bond that you have with it is enough for Bayra Bayimatze. Therefore, it doesn't take much for you to apply, let's say, objective standards. It's not Pershuscha. You don't want it Pershuscha. By being mafkir, even if you're mafkir in a usually insufficient or at minimum unconventional way, that unconventional method is going to work here because the whole bayra is hanging by a thread. That's the understanding of the Ran. That's not Tosis' understanding at all. Tosis thinks you need hefker. Tosis has different answers to these questions. The Ran thinks you need hefker, but this is a very bayra chametz oriented hefker. That's why, in my opinion, the Ran, unlike Tosis, is weighing the possibility that even though bittel is hefker, it's still included in tashbisu. And if not, it's not because lemaisa it's not shelcha. It's because of the sifra, or the sifrei, the shelcha batel b'machshavtecha. That's what's koveya. It's a din. It's neutralizing by Rabbi Matze. Whereas for Tosis, it's making sure that the conditions of by Rabbi Matze just don't apply. Given this perspective, the Ran is comfortable, in my opinion. Well, he's definitely comfortable. That's not my opinion. I'm trying to explain it a little more. That Bedika is a potential candidate as well to neutralize by Rabbi Matze. Why not? As I said before, according to Tosis, it's either physical destruction or economic renunciation. But the Ran is basically saying you don't really need economic renunciation because you don't really have economic ownership. If you did, then this kind of hefker wouldn't work. It's all about disdain or rejection of chametz. So isn't bedika also the effort to make sure that your rishus is free of chametz? Isn't that also a rejection of chametz? Says the Ran. I think the word tashbisu, we'll see in a moment he says explicitly, can share biur, bedika, and maybe even bittel shel hefker, the way I understand it. These are just three different ways of renouncing your bond with the chametz. Not necessarily your title, right? Or the destruction of the physical chametz itself. Ah, so what's so terrible? Why isn't maybe bedika's equal or better? Oh, so let's see what he says. He says, "Hani afilu l'chametz yadua." Bittul works even on chametz yadua for this reason. There are some Rishonim, about this gears on the Rambam too, that think that bittul only works in chametz she'ena yadua. You say, "Oh, whatever's left in my rishus, I don't know about, subject to bittul." Some of the Chachmei Provence felt this. So from Michtam, the Meiri, some others, but the view of the Ran is no, because bittul is lo nichalei basically. Lo nichalei ani ma ani muchan ani muunyan lahafkir. And it's hanging by a thread. The chiddush is that it's there. So that chiddush allows another chiddush. The chumra chiddush that this ba'yirah allows for the kula chiddush, that there are a few ways, unconventional ways, to neutralize it, other than to physically destroy it or economically expel it. Okay? Oh. Let's go to the next paragraph. And before I do, any questions? Or I'm just, this is a magnificent run. That's why I'm spending time on it. But
what would we say? Let's say we did a failed mechiras chametz.
Yeah.
A person did tried to do mechiras chametz, then the kinyan wasn't accomplished for some reason. Would the Ran now say one defaults back to essentially a bittul because there's clearly, you know, Dai Te Luye is a clear bittul belief, like you want the chametz gone. So is that enough?
I think it's a great question. It's a davar pashut to me that the answer is perfectly clear, and that is that you would violate by your Abayim Atzeh. Because it's not the right agreed upon Doraisa mechanism. But I think it's a great question because you're highlighting what you're saying is pragmatically and even conceptually in a certain way, pragmatically 100% true. Because the guy thinks that he's selling his chametz. It shows that he's not interested. It's a kind of, it's like the hefker of the Ran. That's what you're saying. Intellectually, I and emotionally even, I agree with you. I just think it's not true. Meaning, in the end of the day, there still are defined Doraisa ways to do this. Not anything, you know, goes. We really believe that the word Tashbisu covers Biur, Bittul, which the Ran thinks means an unorthodox, but still a kind of a hefker, and bedika. So like an ineffective mechira, albeit one which you are unaware of, I don't think qualifies.
But the Ran says, he says in the Lashon would be, it's not that it's not.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Right.
But at least there is trying to mafkir. I guess that's what the word bittul means. That's what I say, intellectually, emotionally, I'm totally with you. I just don't think it's true. But it should be true. I just don't think it is true.
Right.
Okay. And I like the question so much because it really highlights, you know, what the Ran is really saying. You know, I just think that I shouldn't really say, maybe he would agree, but I suspect that still it isn't formally and legally true enough. But it's still a great point. Okay. Shema Tomar, says the Ran, im kein ein lanu min haTorah ela bittul zeh, ve'ein lo bedika ubir chametz ikar min haTorah klal. So it's good. So all these explained so far is something very critical. And that is like, how does bittul, which he like Tosis, except in his own version of Tosis, thinks is hefker, why does that work here? And what are the implications of that? That he explained very well in a very important way, a way that has enormous implications. But that doesn't prove that bedika is bichlal. Right? I mean, the Ran, that's why I say it's a great Ran. It's, he tells you right, Meirosh. You know, I'm not just going to do a drive-by here. You know, Vim Tomar V'yei Shlomar, or make a couple of aharas. I want to write an essay, a comprehensive, presentation on the relationship between, you know, Bedika, Bior, and Bittul. So you're doing that. And you see his power when he does it. So he says, Shema Tomar, Imkein Ein Lanu Min haTorah Ela Bittul Zeh. I spent ink justifying the Bittul in an important way. But what does that prove about Ve'ein LeBediko Bir Chametz Tikar Min haTorah Klal? Maybe that's all. Maybe I did such a good job that that's what Tashbisu means and that's all it means. Tevatlon. But where's Bedik and Bior? You notice how he did a very subtle thing, though? The Ran? For the first time, he snuck in Bior. I don't mean to make it sound, you know, nefarious. I mean, of course, he's not. It's the opposite. I'm in awe. I'm trying to break down, let's say, the assumptions of the Ran. He didn't announce what he just did, but you'll see he does it a few times in this piece. The Ran assumes that Bedika and Bior are connected. But that doesn't just mean that Bedika is like a stage one or Heksher, or maybe more than Heksher, Tchilas Bior. It also means that when you don't find anything, again, if you search and you find, then you have to do Bior. And in that sense, Bedika and Bior are part of the same process. You could say that's a Heksher, or you could say it's phase one, and they could try to figure out, is it front-loaded, is it back-loaded? All those good things. But what Rashi's really worried about, and this is like, again, this is a little bit of a replay from Dr. Maybrook's question to me before, right? Which is, Rashi in the Mishnah, which the Ran is interested in how Bedika alone can solve Baal Yirah. Meaning, when you don't find chametz, Bedika is not a Heksher or stage one of Bior. You didn't find anything. The question is, did you neutralize Baal Yirah, even though there's chametz, Kamishmaya Galia, the Rabbanu Shalom knows there's chametz there. That's the question. So it's still so fascinating that the Ran just slips in Bior, assuming, yeah, well, Bedika works Daraisa, Bior works Daraisa, they join together. When you find the chametz, when you don't find the chametz, the Bedika does everything. Balitosis, if they were here, they would say, what are you talking about? Bior is Bior. What's that have to do with Bedika? On the contrary, Balitosis felt that Tashbisu only means Bior. And for them, Bior, Lahalacha, only means Rabbi Yehuda Dreifa. Okay, this is what the Ran did so subtly. Ein le Bedika ubir chametz ikar min haTorah klal. Ef shalomar came. Why? So once again, he repeats Raya number one. Daboy beGemara Bedika lo ar ner min alon umochichin le mikra. Remember that Raya that he brought earlier before he did the comprehensive essay. Bechitei masmachta bialma ninu. Now he's admitting that isn't a typical makar. Not talking about Bedika's chametz. And the substance of it is just to prove that chippus includes Bedika Lanair. Lesa, it's not true. Don't dismiss my makor raya so quickly. Why? Listen to this. Dachazin and tanoi de iflegu chametz ze b'ma'a b'varo. Because we certainly find that the tanoim argue about bir chametz. The ikaman damarin bir chametz alasreifa, Rabbi Yehuda de sfira lehachi, donu minosar. He says, what are you going to tell me? The Gemara about minolam bedikas chametz lor ner is a smachta, and it's not really daraisa. I can prove to you that bedika is daraisa. You know how? Rabbi Yehuda's bir chametz is learned from nosar. That's daraisa. Good proof? Only because he covertly, out of principle and conviction, I'm not criticizing. As I say, I'm just evaluating. He covertly insinuated Bior on the back of Bedika. What's he really proving? What's Doraisa? Rabbi Yehuda's Bior Chametz is Doraisa. It's Reifa. If the Ran were debating with Tosis, Tosis would say, I agree with, I'm the one who thinks that Tashbisu only means Bior, and Lahalacha only means Sreifa. My whole point is that it doesn't mean anything else. It doesn't mean bitul, which is doraisa, but for a different reason. And it doesn't mean bedika, which is simply darabanan. But the Ran is already convinced that bedika is a kind of an intellectual, you know, tashbisu. So he's just trying to show that bitul isn't the only thing that's daraisa. Bedika's daraisa too. After all, beer strefa's daraisa. That's what he's. That's the only thing he's really showing. So you see what's going on here. These are the implicit assumptions that really demonstrate a person's overall conviction. Elakachui karin shel dvarin, says the Ran. Next paragraph. The word tashbisu, this is very unusual. Not unheard of, but rare. Not unprecedented, but rare. That a single pasuk has more than one meaning or halachic application. I mean, we find it in a different way, in Lav Shebeklalos, Lo Sochol Al Adam has multiple meanings, multiple Isurim. All right, but that's Lav Shebeklalos. That's why you don't get Malkus. Melecha Shabbos, Lo Sasakom Melecha. Melecha means many things. Okay, but there are two, as we've discussed in the past, different Shemos, different Maisim, where they're all just applications of creative Melecha. But to say that the word tashbisu has multiple meanings, that it means lo tevatlun and lo tevarun, which includes lo tevadku or tiftiku, I should say, tevarun and tiftiku, that's a little bit mechudash. Of course, there's a common denominator for the Ran, and that is, right, making it objectively clear. Well, in one case, you're actually destroying the chametz, right? In the other case, you're intellectually renouncing it through hefker, or you're, you know, seeking and searching in order to destroy it unsuccessfully, but in a way, again, which demonstrates your total disregard for it. So even though, this is what he's saying, Kachi Karin Shel Dvarim, Zeh Shomer Torah Tashbisu, Yechol Hitkayim Be'echad Mebeis Dvarim. O Sheyivato Belibo Kol Chomet Sheyish Pershuso, V'yotzenu B'machshavto Mirshuso, intellectual hefker, V'sogi B'ochi Midoraisa Afilu Chomet Yaduolo, O Imlo Bitlo Belibo Klal, Tzorich Min HaTorah Sheyivdok Acharav, you need to search wherever it's likely to be, in places where you frequent with chametz. V'yivarenu min ha'olam. And then if you find it, destroy it. But if you don't find it, you've neutralized Bayiroa in the present and in the past simply by the effort and what it implies. He says that's all Rashi means. Whoever doesn't do bitul has to do bidika in order to neutralize bayra. Then he says more. The Ran turns everything on its head. He says, actually, bitul works by itself. Bedika works by itself. But it's the reason that Rabbanan require bedika is because bitul isn't foolproof either. Why? According to Tosis, it's hefker. Either it works or it doesn't work. It's an objective phenomenon. It's measurable. But according to the Ran's version of Tosis, hefker, right? It's really a kind of a, which is why Ari's question was so good, a kind of lo nicha lele in erotza b'kiyumo. But let's say he's not serious about it. Let's say he goes through the motions. Let's say he makes a speech. You know, lehavike hefker kaf for da'ara. But he's, you know, it's a really good piece of cake, or it's emotionally, nostalgically charged cake. I don't know. It's his birthday cake, or his Bechor's birthday cake, whatever it is. So, you know, he's going through the motion. Says the Ran, don't discount the power and the effectiveness of bedika. That's the way Tosis on it. Bedika has nothing to do with Balyura, nothing to do with the insufficiencies, inadequacies of Bito. What does that have to do with? Shema Yochal. If it's physically there, even if there's no Balyura issues one way or another, you might come to eat it. But according to the Ran, where bedika works doraisa, it can also end up that the dindarabanan of bedika is connected to its doraisa effectiveness. So it becomes a backup for bitul doraisa. Amazing. The other Tosis reason, but Rashi thinks if you did bedika alone, that's enough. Yotzei de chovaso. Hi, im shema yimatzei achar kach gluska yifefia. What'll happen then? The answer is, as long as yivarenu la'alter, as long as he destroys it immediately, that's fine. Shema tomar limafreya over Allah? Right? Maybe bedika doesn't really work, and that's why shema yimatzei gluska yafe. It's for the past, not the future. Says the Ran, leisa. Sorry, samcha Torah lechazakos. What is Ran saying? Ran's saying like this. Maybe you could think one of two things. Either the bedika doesn't have the ability to neutralize Bal Yiroa. That's the whole point that he's been making, is that it does. Or, since the bedika turned out to be betos, so maybe it's alpidin, it's not a proper bedika. Bedika can neutralize Bal Yiroa, but if it's a faulty bedika, and the chametz shows up even within Pesach itself, I don't know what determines faultiness. The fact that it's there, Kamishmaya Galia, or the fact that it shows up within a few days of the Bedika. But maybe if it's Kamishmaya Galia alone, that wouldn't be enough. I'm not sure. But either way, the Ran says, we rely on Chazakos. It was a good Bedika, as long as he did a serious Bedika. It doesn't have to be perfect. Rabbi David Bonfield, Talmud of the Ramban, says about Bedika's Chametz, Lo nitna Torah lamalachei ha'shares. So you're not going to say, you know, Igoi mil salam afreya, that the bedika wasn't a bedika. If he did a quality bedika, but he wasn't perfect, he wasn't infallible, that's okay. But it still neutralizes Bal Yiroa, not ones, not misasek, according to the Ran. Tashbisu. It's a kiyum and tashbisu. Very different. Remember, the Sefer HaMichtam says, if you do bedikas chametz, and then the chametz turns up, we had this 2 weeks ago in our last year, he's on us. But the Ran is not saying it's midin onus, the isur klali, the din klali of onus. He's saying, no, it's midin tashbisu. That's a whole bigger chiddush. Oh. Shaharei, samcha tar lachazakos. B'chol shabadak osa mekomos sharogali matzei chametz. As long as you do a good bedika, yatzei dechavaso. Ein lachush likikar b'shmei kora. Lefikach tanit ma'asitza lo hisker bitolakar bedika klal. They don't say, you know, in the Mishnah, bitol. El shabarav yudah amara v'chidesh. V'amar barak tzarek shivatel. Because shemei matzei gluskiyofa v'daitei olei. Pirush Rashi. Shema mitoch shadai teale yishayo some levar of an imtsa over aleha klomar mishas mitziyasa ve'elach going forward avol bekama hachi in terms of the past you're covered lo shekvayotzi dechavaso b'bdika k'dekasivna nimtzes at ta'omer lefi deazu shatora amra tashbiso hainu again it's a very rare thing. Tashbisu has a double meaning. The Torah used an ambiguous phrase. It's interesting, parshanut. Intentionally, to convey multiple methodologies of neutralizing or of accomplishing Tashbisu. Hainu o bibitol, o, notice how he integrates them, bibidiko bibiur. The hainu, chametz yadua, chametz that's known to you. Either you know this chametz, or you know the likelihood that there's chametz. Avakol she'en lo chametz yadua, v'lo mekomot shirogeli matze, lo chal al mitzvas hashbasa. Let's say you have a home in which you're not aware that there's chametz, nor is it a makom shemachnisin bo chametz, shirogeli lases bo chametz. Says there's no mitzvah tashbisu at all. That's an answer to the question before. I mentioned the Minchas Chinuch. Really, the Ran addresses it. Ran says, if you do a bedika, either that's a kiyum tashbisu or that dictates that there's no chovas tashbisu. And if you have a makom, she'en regilim, lachnis sham chametz, then also there's no chiv to go buy chametz and destroy it. Michas Chinuch thinks there is, maybe, especially according to Rabbi Yehuda. But not the Ran. Shari ata omer, shekol shabadak, aval bishalo bitel, v'nishtayre biyado, gluska yafe, eina over aleha, ela bishahisa mishas mitziya v'elach. The only problem you have to contend with is the future. Getting rid of the chametz right away. Alma ein mitzvah hashbasa, Ela chametz yadua o mipnei mekomot shiragali matzei b'yefshel lefarish shekol shabadak v'lo bital v'achkach matza guske over lemafreya. You're not going to say you did a bedika, it was faulty, he violates in retrospect. Shimken afi the badak u'mechuyev min haTorah levatel. Then you'd always need bital because there's no onus because safek chametz sheino matzui. You'd never be end finished with it. The kivin de midaraisa bebil bial masagi, yatamotu bediko bir minat Torah. The Tosis would tell you, exactly. There is no bediko minat Torah. Bir there is, that's tashbisu. Bitol there is, that's a neutralization of shalcha. The Ran says, no. Tashbisu means bitol and bedika / beer. Sometimes bedika alone, if you don't find anything, or bedika and beer, if you do find something. Oh. He says, Zeo daiti al derech Rashi. Okay. So it's very interesting also, we have only a few minutes left. If you look at the other Chachmei Sfarad, Chachmei Provence, they too argued, like the Ran, that Rashi is to be taken seriously, meaning that he means that Bedika can neutralize Doraisa by Rabbi Matze, and that Bedika alone without Bittul works. But they formulated a little bit differently, not as fascinating as the Ran, but in their own way. And once you read the Ran, you appreciate the nuanced differences. Look at the Ritva very quickly. The Ritva goes even a step further than the Ran. I'll just tell you first, and then I'll show you. In his opinion, it's not just that the word Tashbisu is intentionally ambiguous and means two different things, both of which are Daraisa. In his opinion, the Ikar meaning of Tashbisu is Bedika. Bedika Biur, not Bitol. Bitol is a Tafel meaning of that same word. Instead of the being Shneim Shavim, according to the Ritva, Ikar HaPerush is Bedika, or Bedika Bitol, Bedika Biur, sorry, and Tafel HaPerush is Biur. Look at the Ritva for a minute. Lav lemember the Bedika Lav Daraisa Klal. Da Vade Lesa, that's not true. Dechi Kotsav Rachmana Tach Bisu, Ein Aloshen Bitol Mamish, Kipshuto Ketargumo. Okay? El Aloshen Biur, the word like Tosis in a way, except he's arguing with Tosis. The word Tashbisu means Biur. Sheyivarenu Mirshuso Kidamrinan Amrabi Kiva Ein Bir Chametz Ela Bisreifa Elavade Lekula Alma Bedika Medaraisa. Like the Ran, the Ritva thinks that by proving that Biur is Minat Torah, he proves that its corollary, I guess, the initial Bedika, stage one, or what precludes the need for Biur, which is Bedika, that must also be Doraisa. Either the Gemara says Bitl alone is Doraisa. Hochamrinan, Kalecha de Avid Bitl, Su lo rami ale mitzvahs Bedika. This is again so interesting because Tosus was saying Bedika is zero minat Torah. Everything is Bittul. The Ran was saying the Pasuk means both. And at one point the Ran says, and if you do Bedika and you don't find anything, lo rami alei, then you don't have any chiv to do any more Tashbisu. What does the Ritva say? Bedika and Biur are the Ikar. Ad kedei kach that Bittul is the tafel meaning of the pasuk, the secondary meaning. But even more than that, the real idea is, if you do bitol, there's no chiyuv tashbisu. Bitol isn't even a kiyum in tashbisu. It dictates that you don't have to do the real tashbisu. What's the real tashbisu? Bedika. Once more. The kol hecha da'avid bitol, su lo rami alei mitzvah bedika. The Ran said the same thing with the opposite language. The kivin to Ovid bidika su la rami alei mitzvahs tajbisu. Vachadi eklisha de kamrin bebitul be'al masagi. Half of pisha kas of Rashi bebitul sagi kidachsiv tash. Rashi himself on dalam base is the one who said that tashbisu means tevatlun. Veloksiv tevaru amol tashbisu belevi. Ein bezagili das she yizba rabenu de bidikas chametz drabanan. Even if you say the word Tashbisu means Bittul, which Rashi says on Dalet Amud Beis, that doesn't mean Bedikas Drabanan. L'kach Amar, L'hachi Kosev Rachman Lashon Tashbisu, Shehei Nichlal Af Lashon Bittul. If the Torah wanted to only convey the primary theme of Bedika and Biur, it would have said Tivarun or Tivdikun. It uses the language Tashbisu so that you can also know, albeit as a tafel, bitl, tashmin and kra, the onis. See what happened here. You went from them being equal in the Ran to bedika and bir being dominant and bitl being like, there's no chiyuv. It's a secondary pshat. If you're honest and you don't do bedika, you can get away with the bitl. Onis for labadik, the bitl David kodim zmani sura sagile. Yach. Of course, the chatzos chiyuv only begins for the biur, not for the bedika. Nimtzis lamad shemitzvaso bebiur, eladi bitlo meikara, sulo rami alai hai mitzvah. Again, if you don't bitl, there's no chiyuv. it doesn't even sound like bittul is fully a kiyum. Mirabban chibur levatal kapanim ki abittul motzi mikol kashash, and so on. Klolus shadavar kimi deraisa mikol chabinai usagi v'islam evid travayu haudasa mikor avid araisa v'idich midrabanan. The conclusion of the Ritva is whichever one you do first is daraisa, and the other one's drabanan. So when it comes to bitikas chametz and nemanus, if you're doing bitikas chametz and you're not doing bitul, the standards would be different in the Torah. And finally, I probably should stop. Let's give me one more minute. Finally, the Maram Chalava, who goes even further than the Ritva. There's like a continuum. Firstly, he's so convinced that Bedikas Chametz is Daraisa that he thinks even Tosis will agree. That's a Madrega. He says, of course, Rashi, even Tosis will agree with us. Very dubious. But then he goes on to say, De'iyu lo pasuk l'meimar, so Tosis didn't mean to say, kol shel abadik over. El the kol shel badak shuv eina over ala nibda. He says, no one's suggesting that if you don't do bedikas chametz, you violate ba'yirua. We're only saying that if you do bedikas chametz, you don't violate ba'yirua. I mean, you don't need it, but it works. Umikamoka mistaber kepash to the milsa de bedika daraisa. The ikar is bedika. Daf agav dechsiv tashbisu umitargaminan tevatlon lav bitu bepek amar. Fascinating. Even further than the Ritva. The Ran said, Tashbisu means two different things. Bedika or Bedika Bior, as well as Bito. Came the Ritva, said it means two different things, but the Ikar thing it means is Bedika Bior. The Tufel things it means is Bito. Comes the Maram Chalava and says, Bitul's not included in Tashbisu at all. The Targum says, Tevatlun. It's not even included in the Tevatlun. When the Targum says Tevatlun, says the Maram Chalava, it really means Bedikas Chametz and Bior Chametz. Well, what we call Bitul, that's just something that neutralizes Bayira because of Bailus. It's not on any of the psukim, or it's not even in the Targum. So what does it mean? What is biar? What is tevatlun? He says, it means bitul min abayis, just like tevaru. So this is a fascinating question. I'm just going to leave you with this. He quotes the pasuk, v'hainu dechsiv mibateichem, u'lebitul peh lamali mibateichem. If you're intellectually renouncing chametz, what does that have to do with mibateichem? But if you're making sure it's not there, or you're destroying it and getting rid of it, then it's not there in your home. But basically what he's suggesting is that the language of bitul and of bedika and biur and tashbisu is a language of biarti hakodesh min abayis. Sometimes the word biur, like in the context of vidui maestros, doesn't mean destroy the object. It means cleanse the reshus, make the zone into a free zone, which means that the focus on bittul and bedika, according to Maram Chalava, that's why it's an escalation, not only is mainly on bedika b or not on bittul, it's on the bias, not on the chametz. The main thing you need to do is rid your home of chametz. That's what bedikas chametz, the kiyum daraisa, the main kiyum, according to the Maram Chalava, is all about. So I want to finish next time by discussing the Rambam and the Yerushalmi. There's much more to talk about, but you need to move on. I want to talk about the Yerushalmi and the Rambam very quickly, and then we're going to move on to the Shakavataria, quickly go through the Gemaras on Beis and Gimel, mostly to get to Dalet, but there are a few things on Beis and Gimel that are very interesting as well. So we'll continue with that Amir Tz Hashem next week.